for keeping you waiting for a few minutes. Good morning, Honorable Minister.
Good morning, Chair.
Good
Good morning,
morning,
Chairperson,
Honorable.
and the honorable members.
Good morning, Honorable Deputy Minister. Good
Morning,
morning.
morning, Chair.
Morning, Minister and Deputy Minister. Good morning, Honorable Members. Good morning to the members of the SAPS delegation. Before we do start the business of today, Honorable Minister, allow me to congratulate you and to congratulate our new National Commissioner. We are really proud of our new National Commissioner. We wish to thank you, Minister, and the President for the swift and efficient and professional manner in which you have managed this transition. It is remarkable that we do not even have an acting commissioner, and that as soon as the previous commissioner has completed his work, on the immediate following day, we have appointed a national commissioner. We'd like to congratulate General Masimula on his appointment. We wish him well. The Portfolio Committee has put out a statement, and I think we can just, as a committee, we can promise that we will support you as we have always done, Honorable Minister, and we will support the new National Commissioner, and we will support your team. Honorable Members, for the first hour, we'll take the present on Operation Dudula. Be recorded, so the first will be recorded. And it will also be on live television on Parliamentary TV. After that, we'll then be having the stress plan, and we'll continue without the media when we do the stress plan. Honorable Members, Honorable Whitfield has informed me that his parents were attacked last night. He is assisting the family, so he has sent an apology. Babawa, could we get the rest of the apologies, please?
Good morning, Chairperson. I received the apology from Mr. Sheikh Imam and Honorable Moleka. They will leave the meeting early, and Rev Mesha will also leave a meeting early to join another meeting. Thank you, Chair. There are no further apologies.
Thank you, Babawa. Do we have a quorum?
Yes, Chair, we do have a quorum.
Thank you, Honorable Members. We may start now. Honorable Minister, again, congratulations. Yes, Minister.
I will request you to withdraw early around about 9:30, Chairperson.
You are welcome, Honorable Minister. Between 8 and 9, that is the slot for Operation Dudula. Oh. So by 9 o'clock, we have to be finished, and then SAPS and the Minister and the Deputy Minister will be excused. So Minister, we have to be done by 9. You will be here with, yes, thank you. Minister, you may introduce the team. And you may indicate to us who will be leading the presentation. We received your presentation. I know, Honorable Minister, Members, it did come late, but remember, we requested at the last hour on Wednesday that the Minister be here. So we are very humbled, Minister, that we could call you on such notice, short notice, and that indeed you, the Deputy Minister, and your delegation are here. Honorable Minister, over to you.
thank you very much, Chairperson. I hope the new commissioner is not overwhelmed. He will be part of the meeting and he will determine who leads us. Chairperson, I think the briefing may be today could concentrate on Dudula, as I can see, Operation Dudula. The briefing, maybe it will have to gain some broader discussion as we go forward on the matters of the society and more either NGOs or the kind of groupings coming up. Because even today, while you talk about Tudula, there is also the understanding that there is a Tudula movement, Fayela, which Tudula under Mr. Lax, Ntanta Lax, Dlamini Mhlawuli, they are distancing themselves from that Tudula movement, Fayela, which is that one based mostly in Alexandra. So I'm sure the presentation will clarify those things. Also, they will give us the content and context, especially the context, Jefferson, because there's been a question that has been moving around that why police don't stop that kind of movement. I'm sure in the presentation it will come clear. Police have no right, Jefferson, of stopping any South African that is associating himself or herself with whoever, so long they do that within the law and they do that unarmed and not causing any violence. So while that has been so and easy for the law enforcement in South Africa to manage, as we would know that they would have meetings with the people that are planning to march, would have meetings, will sit down together and tell us how many people you expect to be there, what time, from which hour to which hour, which route, and even the kind of content of your memorandum that you'd be sending if it needs be. But those better ways of dealing with this thing were cancelled off when the decision was taken by the Concord to say every and anybody in the Republic of South Africa can wake up in the next morning without telling anybody, no police, no city manager, no mayor, and just go assemble there, and then they march as they wish. There shall be no criminal issues on the thing. And that has made life very difficult, very difficult. I really cannot explain how difficult life it is for that kind of Concord decision that was taken. And it continues to say we'll have only stopped them when they are causing violence, which means you will have to have something that gives you evidence that they are throwing stones, they are throwing stones to the cars, they're burning something and all that. So it has been very difficult. This is overall, Chairperson. But maybe I'll hand over to the South African Police new commissioner will determine who briefs us on this matter, and so that we can understand. I want to repeat, it has been raised time and again by many people, including ourselves, that we have a problem on this one. If Portfolio Committee can help us, I must say, Chairperson, we have approached the Minister of Justice time and again, if there is any way of really dealing with this thing. Minister of Justice has promised to look at it, maybe going back to the Constitutional Court, because we can table the lot of problems that have been caused by this kind of decision. To say, relook at yourself, police cannot stop people marching, but just to know, to enable us to be better prepared so that those marches don't go out of the way to cause problem for other people who are not part of that. So we are making effort. If those efforts would be successful, we're not sure. But for now, we are really in problem as the police dealing with this one. So Chairperson, that was my opening remarks. I'm sure the police will help us to give the specific on the matter. So I will hand over to the police management. Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you very much for that introduction, Honorable Minister. And thank you very much for always leading us and being exemplary in assisting the committee. General Masimola, once more, our congratulations as a committee. Thank you very much for spending your first day as National Commissioner with the committee. This will be historical that a committee is attended on by the National Commissioner on his first day. We really, that sets a very good precedent for the committee. Thank you very much for the seamless transition from the former commissioner to you. Honorable members, on behalf of the committee, I will also send a letter of appreciation to the outgoing national commissioner, to our newly appointed national commissioner, General Masimola. Once more, welcome as the national commissioner and no longer just as a deputy national commissioner. Welcome to your team. You may start now and you may introduce your team. National Commissioner, please bear in mind that we only have until 9 o'clock to deal with this matter. Honorable members, also bear in mind that we only have until 9 o'clock, and then that includes the presentation and the questions from the members. National Commissioner, you may start and introduce your team. Welcome and thank you very much.
For having confidence in me, together with the Minister of Police, the Deputy Minister of Police, Firstly General Kelle and Madam Kasim Matale, and the Portfolio Committee, all the Honorable Members, as well as yourself, Honorable Chair. Without wasting time, let me introduce the team. We have Lieutenant General Libia. We have Lieutenant General Mhlala, we have Lieutenant General Simthumule, we have Major General Mbele, who is the 18th Provincial Commissioner in Gauteng. We have then Kenneth Steyn. So Lieutenant General Mhlala will lead us in the presentation. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you very much, National Commissioner. Again, we have absolute confidence in you. They may start and start the presentation.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members, Honorable Minister, General Becky Tele, Honorable Deputy Minister, to our new National Commissioner, General Masemola, the National Head of DPCI, all senior managers of the Stafford Police Service. I will proceed with the presentation. Next slide. The scope of the presentation, Honorable Minister and Honorable Chairperson and members, will focus on the purpose, background, intelligence overview, activities of Operation Dudula Movement, case management, coordination, and conclusion. Next slide. The purpose of the presentation is to brief the Portfolio Committee on Police on the policing issues related to the Operation Dudula Movement and its activities. Next slide. Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members, Section 17 of the Constitution of the South Africa, 1999, prescribed that everyone has a right peacefully and unarmed to assemble, to demonstrate, to picket, as it has been indicated by our Honorable Minister. And then also the issues that relate to the constitutional judgment, which was delivered in November 2018. It was actually articulated very well by our Honorable Minister. Then if I can go to slide, to bullet number three, Operation Dudula Movement gained prominence in June 2021 when it organized an operation in Deep Blue, Soweto, advocating for the removal of foreign nationals in the country the closure of foreign-owned shops, removal of drug peddlers, as well as action to be taken in alleviating the heightening crime rate experienced in Diep Kloof, Soweto. Next slide. Distinction is necessary, Honorable Chairperson and members, to differentiate between Operation Dudula Fiela, which started in 2018 with the leader being Simon Motaung, and current movement reflected below with its leader being Nhlanhla Pabalo. My apology, Honorable Chairperson. The presentation just disappeared on my side. I'm not sure if the secretariat can assist Honorable Chairperson with the presentation. I can't see the presentation now. Honorable Chairperson? My apology for that, Honorable Chairperson. I think the presentation did disappear for a moment. Then, Honorable Chairperson, if I may proceed to slide number, to bullet number two. As mentioned in Operation Dudula Fiela was established under Simon Motaung in Alexandra 2018 due to the negative connotation and concerns regarding the word Fiela in the name. And there was a full in the activities after initial establishment. The name was then changed to Operation Dudula Movement, and the movement re-emerged to prominence in 2021. The current commander or leader of the Operational Dudula, Nhlanhla Pabalo Lucks Mohlaila Dlamini, is alleged to represent to be a representative of the Soweto Defense Force, as well as the Soweto Parliament, which describes itself as non-political movement that aims to be the voice of ordinary Sowetans, claiming that they are only attempting to establish law and order. He achieved some prominence during the July 2021 unrest when he led community members in the defense of facilities in the neighborhood, and in particular, the Maponya Mall. Next slide. Can you move to the next slide? Next slide. On the intelligence overview, Honorable Chairperson and members, although it was noted that Operation Dudula has a footprint throughout Gauteng, the prominent areas are as follows: Johannesburg, Ekurhuleni, Sidibeng, Soweto, Western, Seshego, in Limpopo, Midlands, and Moi River in KZN. Next slide. Can move to the next slide. Can move to the next slide. Yes, thank you very much. Sorry, you can move to the next slide, Kerstin. Thank you very much. The number of organizations or social movement share the views of Operation Dudula. They have also participated in Operation Dudula movement mobilization. And some of them are as follows: hashtag put South Africa first, South Africa first, African Transformation Movement, ATDF, Sisonke People's Forum, hashtag Sidikwe SA Citizens, Tamalo Business Forum, hashtag Mzansi Patriotic Forces, Workers Organization for Socialist Action, South African National Cargo Transport Drivers Association, MKVA. Next slide. Recent developments reaffirms that the Operational Dudula Movement is gaining momentum in Gauteng, but indication of that it is spreading to other provinces, such as especially KZN and to a lesser extent Limpopo and Mpumalanga. The issue of concern is that the ODM members are perceived by their supporters to be fulfilling the functions of state departments and local municipalities. Bullet number three, the activities by the movement are likely to heighten tensions and cause instability within the SADC region. And then bullet number four, the situation may also affect foreign nationals who are legitimately employed in South Africa, and also refugees and asylum seekers. Next slide. Continue with the intelligence overview. This is also evident in the of the failure of the other role players, such as the Department of Home Affairs, Department of Employment and Labor, Department of Small Business, Municipal Authorities, amongst others, to either communicate their compliance inspections or its evidence of lack thereof. Both of these aspects part of the communication strategy, as well as actual compliance inspections, will be the key mitigation to prevent the spread of unauthorized compliance inspections of both businesses and foreign national operations. Additional concerns need to be noted regarding the continued mobilization by Operation Dudula or similar groupings, namely extortion of protection fees, a potential risk that the expansion of the grouping could be anticipation of simultaneous or coordinated actions similar to those of July 2021. Action against them by law enforcement is being used to garner more support. In the unlikely event of a concerted mobilization, SAPS will potentially not have the resources to contain the situation to operate on multiple fronts. Next slide. On the next slide, Honorable Chairperson and members, is the activities of Operation Dudula Movement. On the 2021-12-2019 action against foreign nationals, operators, and traders next to Deep Kloof Square. And then on 2022-01-02, action against a hair saloon owned by a Mozambican national in Deep Kloof. On 2022-01-23, launch of ODM Pimville through a march to Klepspruit, Maponya Mall, and Nansfield Hostel. On 2022-01-29, launch of ODM in Fosloras, whereby there were inspections carried out. On 2022-02-06, launch of ODM in Bopilong, Sidibeng. On 2022-02-10, mobilization against foreign nationals at Impumelelo. Next slide. 2022-02-12, ODM operations in Hillbrow, which did not yield favorable results, whereafter the group planned to return on the 19th February 2020. 2022-02-12, ODM members were observed and monitored by the law enforcement at Pan Africa in Alexandra. 2022-02-20, approximately 600 ODM members marched to the inner city in Johannesburg. 2022-02-27, there was a launch in Deep Kloof. Next slide. There was a launch in Brakpan. 2022-03-19, there was a launch in GP. 2022-03-27, launch did not take place as scheduled for Durban Central KZN and was postponed to a date to be determined. 2022-03-30, there was a launch in Ekolobeni in Eastern Cape. Next slide. The next slide will deal with case management. In terms of the case management of cases related involving operational Dudula movement, total cases on hand, 17 plus one inquiry. Total court cases on hand is 7. Total investigation cases on hand is 10. Total accused person on court roll is 15. Alexandra cases on hand is 8. Diploof cases on hand is 4. Norwood cases on hand is 3. Sandringham cases on hand is 1. Dobsonville cases on hand is 1. Meadowlands is also 1. Next slide. On the next slide, Honorable Chairperson and members, previous convictions involving cases of Operation Dudula movement are reflected in the table below. There is several cases of Alexandra, namely some of these cases,
Have I lost sound or have we lost sound?
We lost sound, Chairperson.
We lost Chair.
Chair, I'm not sure what's the problem.
There's a common problem with sound. It's not only on my side. Could we see if there's a problem on your side? Definitely, it's not on our side. There's more than one member who has lost sound.
We have lost him, Chair.
I'm back, Honorable Minister. Yes,
thank you. You're back. Thank you.
Thank you very much. It was a network problem. Then most of those sentences and convictions is 2 years direct imprisonment. We can go to the next slide. On the next slide, it continues. It reflects also the type of sentences, and also in the main, it is still Alexandra, Sandringham Police Station, and several convictions were actually also to 2 years direct imprisonment, and also 8,000 or 18 months imprisonment, 6 months suspended for 6 months, and also 2 years suspended for 3 years on both cases of Sandringham. Next slide. On the issue of coordination, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members, early warning from Division Crime Intelligence regarding Operation Dudula are captured on the threat matrix in the NOCC and communicated to relevant provincial to POCC for planning and operationalization. All incidents are reported hourly through our NOCC for the attention of the senior management to monitor any of those related incidents. The operational command center structures at station, district, provincial, and national level ensure proper coordination, dissemination of information and intelligence. Full utilization of the existing PROV joint structures at provincial level to ensure an integrated, multidisciplinary, coordinated approach and planning. And we also have an oversight at NAT joints level, accounting to the JCPS DG, DGs and ministerial clusters. We also established district joints in line with the district development model to ensure close cooperation between departments. Next slide. On the next slide, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members, the following instructions were issued regarding Operation Dudula. It is the NAT Joint Instruction 3 of 2022. It was the NCCF Instruction 5 of 2022. It was the NCCF Instruction 6 of 2022. And then the early warning, a total of 52 early warnings relating to Operation Dudula movement were received and acted upon for the period 2022-01-06 to 2022-03-24. Next slide. On the next slide, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members, although the right to protest is enshrined in the Bill of Rights, our Constitution stipulates, it is needed when protesters overreach and act outside the ambit of the law, that we will be expected as law enforcement agencies to respond. The root causes contributing to the conflict between citizens and foreign nationals may not be within the domain of SAPS to be able to deal with, but requires an all of government approach to address this challenge. Specific departments on both national and provincial level must play a major role, which includes the Department of Home Affairs, Department of Employment and Labor, Department of Economic Development, merged into Department of Trade and Industry and Competition. Next slide. ODM should not be allowed to continue with its compliance inspections with the authority of the state being reasserted by the relevant government departments as well as municipal structures, assuming their responsibility to conduct such inspections. The issue of anti-foreigner sentiments is underpinned by the current socio-economic dynamics of the country and the consequent competition for scarce resources. Until a point is reached where socio-economic issues have been resolved to a greater extent, the risk for mobilization around the issue of foreign nationals will remain prevalent. Next slide. Thank you very much, Honorable Minister, Honorable Deputy Minister, Honorable Chairperson and members, I submit. Thank you very much, National Commissioner.
Thank you very much, National Commissioner. Thank you very much, Honorable Minister, Honorable Deputy Minister, National Commissioner. Would you like to close or are you happy with the presentation?
Thanks very much, Honorable Chairperson. I think the presentation is completed as General Mhlara has done it. Of emphasis is that the operation Dudula cannot take the powers of the police over, do a police or be traffic function. That cannot be allowed. That is only police and or immigration official of Home Affairs that can inspect if there are people that are employed either legally or to check whether they're illegally employed by various employers. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you very much, National Commissioner. Minister, do you have anything to say before we take the round of questions?
No, I will wait for the question and see how to respond, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Minister. Honorable members, I'll now take hands. I've noted the hand of Honorable Meshu, Ter Blanche, and then Chimbeni in that order. Honorable Meshu, you may start, and then Ter Blanche, Chimbeni, and Sheikh Imam.
Thank you, Chairperson. And firstly, congratulations to the new Commissioner of Police. I heard what the last comment that was made by the National Commissioner, that we cannot allow Operation Dudula to take the functions of the police. The fact is that on the ground, that is the perception that is being created, and the police will have a serious challenge to change that perception on the ground. So, and I would want to know, how are they going to say change that perception, particularly because many times when they search premises looking for permits, the police are there watching. So people think, and we think, that the police are powerless. They are now, their job is taken now over by ODM movement. And my other question has to do with the Concord. Now we heard that from the Minister of Police that the Concord decision that was made in 2018 has made things very difficult for them as the police to do their job. But my question now on that is, what is the, has the police identified issues in our constitution that are being used by the Concord to stop them from doing what they need to do? Because it is not fair. And if the police can identify clauses in the constitution and say, then if those clauses are amended, it will make it easier for them to do their job and the Concord not to stop them or not to tie their hands, as it is the case right now. Because it is not right that there be groups that are like vigilante groups that are allowed to search people. The police themselves are not allowed to search people in the streets without a warrant. How can ordinary citizens be allowed to search premises and to search people when the police themselves need permission to do that? Now, the last thing, when this ODM is establishing branches all over the country, and then you have a repeat of what happened during July 2021 with the looting, the police are going to be overwhelmed. When the riots happen, the looting happens in only two provinces, the police could not stop that. The police were powerless. They said they were overwhelmed. Now this movement is expanding into all provinces. So if you have a repeat of July 2021 in all the provinces at the same time, what are the police going to do? Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Meshu. Honorable De Blanche, honorable members, could you please switch on your videos, turn on your videos, if possible. I'm at a place where my network is very unstable, so I'll try my best to switch on my video. Honorable De Blanche, and then Shembeni, Sheikh Imam Majozi.
Chairperson, thank you, and good morning to everybody. My congratulations also to our new National Commissioner. I really want to wish him well. You know, everybody wants him to succeed. And, you know, just one thing that I noticed, the National Commissioner is now the new National Commissioner, but he hasn't got the right rank insignia yet. So maybe the first stop for him is to go to logistics to get his right rank insignia. You know, just to display that he accepted and that he indeed is the new National Commissioner. Chairperson, may I just ask that the page 10 of the presentation is reflighted again? I just want to touch on something there. Thank you. Can the presentation be flighted, Chairperson? Page 10.
They are doing so.
Thank you, Chairperson.
You have page 10 now?
It's now, Chairperson. There it is. Chairperson, on the very bottom of page 10, in the unlikely event of a concerted mobilization, and I'm quoting, SAPS will potentially not have resources to contain the situation to operate on multiple fronts. Chairperson, this is concerning. Are we still where we were July last year? The Honorable Meshu, you know, also touched on this issue. And if this is the case, our new National Commissioner has got a serious challenge, and I'm glad that our ministries and the Deputy Minister is also here. Chairperson, we cannot just, you know, accept this statement because we have a responsibility to ensure that the police will be able to do whatever needs to be done. Chairperson, my second question is just, is there a coordinated effort, you know, between departments to ensure that service delivery will be improved? Because this organization, apparently their main focus is the lack of service delivery for communities on whatever level of government. Chairperson, and then lastly, I want to know what counter actions and strategies is in place to deal with such eventualities. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable de Blanche. Honorable Shembeni.
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning, Honorable Minister, Deputy Minister, and congratulations to our new National Commissioner. Thanks for the presentation by the SAPS. Chairperson, we've reached this period now with this organization, the so-called Operation Dudula. There were a lot of questions. These people are now out of hand. And then now we are expecting, or as we have seen, there are voice messages from other foreign nationals that are regrouping against Operation Dudula. We don't know when will this start. It's a war. If now the South African Police Service cannot stop Operation Dudula as itself, what is it going to happen when now other forces comes in? We're going to have a problem in South Africa. That's number one. Number two, I've seen here from the so-called the sentencing, there is this Moses Chiliza Kanyandwa, who's been sentenced for illegal evictions. It's of which operation? Is this Operation Dudula? Where is this Hlahlalax? Who is this Moses who is being sentenced? Because he is not the leader. But now we've got this one that is being sentenced. What is happening? Why are they closing ordinary complexes that we have that are not owned by foreign nationals, as they say? They've closed other shops. Where I'm coming from in Mpumalanga, they closed the complexes for 2 days. Everybody was evicted there. But what was the reason? They say it's Operation Dudula. For what? They are demanding security fees, as it is stated here, from also these foreign nationals again. Why are they doing that? That is a crime. And this is a question that we once asked the minister, that are our criminals winning against the South African police services? What is happening in South Africa? Because this thing, we cannot take it very light. It's going somewhere. Now, the last operations that we've seen where other cases have been opened, police officers were there. What were they doing? Escorting or stopping these people from doing crime. Because they were there, crime was committed in front of the police officers. What happened? And you can see the police officers from the TV, others with their hands in their pockets in such a serious situation. What were they doing there? Because now, if they were not stopping crime, it means they were assisting these people to commit crime in their present. And what is omission? Omission is when you have seen people committing crime in front of you. You did not do anything. And what is the SAPS doing with those police officers? We want to see something being done with these police officers that were there. And when crime was committed in their presence, because they did not do their job. And we cannot say these people were protected by the Constitution or whatever Concord said about that. Now we are talking about crime here. And when Home Affairs and these other departments are failing to do their job, what are we doing as SAPS? Did we invite them to sit down with them to say, you Home Affairs, you SARS, you whatever, municipal law enforcement agencies, why are not all coming into board that we call all of us, and then we as South African Police Service will be guarding, escorting you when you do your jobs? Because other people cannot inspect. What are they inspecting in those premises? What do they know? What authority do they have to inspect those premises? What documents are they seeking to have or to get from those premises? Now, if you say they closed a saloon of a foreign national, the foreign national opened a saloon with his or her own money and has got the right to hire whosoever. Now, you come and close there. There were other people, even maybe one or two South Africans who were working there. Now they've got no food. Who's giving these people food? And when you close those saloons or wherever, those people are buying the material that are using here in South Africa. And then they are renting those houses that are using here in South Africa. And then, so I think our law enforcement agents, especially the South African services, it's not doing their job, Honorable Minister. Something must be done here. And this Operation Dudula, I once questioned their presence in our meeting in Nowood because they were there. That means now it's a legitimate organization that is working with the SAPS. That's why they do whatever it pleases them at any time. And we're still going to have a problem. So something must be done as soon as possible. And we cannot say we are not going to be able to stop their operations in the near future, whereas we can see what is happening now. We must do it now. If we say we don't have the capacity, then we don't have South African police in South Africa. And when it comes to the protection or doing our work, what is the mandate of the SAPS? To protect South Africans with their inhabitants, the properties. They must investigate, arrest where they're supposed to arrest. That is the mandate of the SAPS. We know that. So we cannot say we cannot arrest because of 123, where we cannot investigate because of 123. Yes, the Concord can come with whatever, but you have got the mandate. It has not changed that we must protect the people of South Africa with their properties. Arrest where we must arrest, investigate where you must investigate. Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Shembeni. We now have Sheikh Imam.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Allow me, first of all, to congratulate Lieutenant General Masemola on his success on the new commissioner. And like you have alluded to, Honorable Chairperson, you will have our 100% support in taking steps forward. Now, Chairperson, I've heard some of my colleagues also speak on this matter, but I think we lack consistency in this matter. That's the first thing, and I'm going to tell you why. The second thing is that, you know, the first thing we do is we blame SEPs. SEPs has not created the environment that we find ourselves in currently. SEPs had nothing to do with the high unemployment. SEPs has nothing to do with the looting and the corruption. SEPs has nothing to do with people, illegal and undocumented foreigners coming into the country. SEPs has nothing to do with the issuing of license for drugs and alcohol and things of that nature. So we must be very, very careful about this. There's only so much, and I'm not defending SEPs, Jefferson, but I think we need to be realistic. They are already overwhelmed with the high levels of crime in this country as a result of the high unemployment rate, the poor socioeconomic condition, the special planning that takes place in the country, the availability of drugs and alcohol and things. And the minister and his team have repeatedly raised these concerns. So if you don't have a holistic approach to this, you're not going to solve it. Now let's talk about this Operation Dudula. Now, it also started with political parties that were going to businesses wanting to do the job of the Department of Labor and the other. What is the message have you been giving? It's okay for one organization to eat and not for the other one. That is also a problem. Now, let me tell you, Chairperson, you wouldn't be surprised that political parties are also behind this as well. Because when people want relevance in one way or the other, then they align themselves to organizations of this nature. You remember, some will use race, some will use the issue of the high levels of poverty in the country, some are now using the issues of foreign nationals, you know. So This is what it is all, but it comes from leaders in the community that are creating this problem. Now, I when I talk about consistency, I want to raise another question. Do you hear anybody, because this is very selective attacks on Black foreigners from outside of the borders. You don't hear anybody going and checking on whether those that are working in the Chinese shops are well documented, that they are earning what they're supposed to earn in terms of the minimum wage in this country. How come they are so selective and not going there? But we go to restaurant, the hospitality industry, we're attacking foreign shops in the townships. You know, I don't believe anybody, Chairperson, leaves their entire environment, their home, their family, and their friends, and come to another country because they find it a pleasure. It's already traumatic to leave everything behind. Let us also not forget that these were the very same countries that stood by us through thick and thin when we needed them most. Now, we are expecting SAPS to deal with this problem, and like the minister has alluded, have you created, is there anybody else dealing with this problem? Where is Home Affairs to come in, number one? And I know the Home Affairs recently is doing a fantastic job in trying to deal with, but they inherited an already troubled department. But where is all the other role players, small business development, the Department of Labor, SARS, all these institutions need to come together and engage and establish what is the real root cause of what is actually going on in the country. Now, remember, there is a problem in the country and we cannot run away from the country. That because of the influx of also undocumented foreigners in the country, it impacts on your employment status in this country, whether we like it or not. Now, with 6 and 7 million people going hungry to bed in this country, you can expect what people are doing right now is because they're getting frustrated because the system is not protecting the locals. And I'm not saying we don't need foreigners. No, we need them. But yes, you must also comply like local people comply. Now, the municipalities are responsible, Chairperson, for giving you the authority to protest and march. So what is the police supposed to do? They don't have a choice. They have to accept it. Do they have the manpower to deal with this when they already have so much to deal with? No. Do you engage with the relevant authorities? Do you? No one, I haven't seen any institutions, and like those I've mentioned, that said, let's come together and let's address the problem that is taking place on the attacks on the foreigners, on the issues of labor, on the issues of undocumented. I haven't seen that, Chairperson. So what we need is a holistic approach. And I want to say to you, we are underestimating the seriousness of the problem before us because foreigners are also saying we've had enough. We are now going to retaliate. We're going to defend our territory. So where is that going to take us to? You've heard in the Eastern Cape yesterday, some of them reporting that they have the, you know, for, they have to pay bribes of 5,000 and 10,000 rand to keep their businesses open. So there's also an act of criminality involved there. So, Chairperson, I think we need to work together with SAP, but bring all the other relevant authorities on board to be able to address this. Nobody should be allowed in the country to take the laws into their own hands. But the criminal justice system is failing us. I speak to police officers daily, Chairperson. They will go out there, and we have some good men and women in. They go out and they do the arrest. And the Department of Justice gets these things off the roll. For the slightest of reasons, they strike these matters off the roll or they withdraw these things. It's a problem if you don't deal with these problems holistically. So this is what I wanted to explain, that we need a holistic approach to what is happening because it's going to get progressively worse. If you look at the last 10 years with the high levels of unemployment, the increase in poverty, the unequal society, it's going to get worse. Unless we deal with those other problems, you're not going to see a deal with this problem of protesting and being able to. You can give SAPS as many officers you want. Another 12,000 is not going to solve the problem. We need a holistic approach to this. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable Sheikh Imam. Honorable Majozi.
Thank you, Chairperson. Due to my network problem, And me not feeling well, can I leave my video off? And also at least I do have a photo grid on the platform. No, firstly, let us welcome the presentation chairperson and congratulate the newly elected national commissioner into office. Hopefully that he'll fit in the shoes and take on the responsibilities that are there. But let me firstly greet all honorable members, minister, and subs. Chairperson, on this issue, it's a very complex issue because one cannot blame the police that why are they not dismantling all these forums. But the perception is that these forums are working with police officers in local municipalities. So when you go around, you hear that, no, this forum is working with police. So the police have distanced themselves from this forum, that they are not working with them. And then there's no program that they know of these forums. So I'm not sure how we can tackle that, but it needs to be addressed so that people on the ground would know that it is not the police that are involved in these forums. Number two, as Honorable Sheikh Imam said, that others are just acts of criminality. Others will say they've got forums and they are just acting in criminality because now they stop all these foreigners and you would have to pay something for you to get home or for you to, so these people are coming to us as well to say, can you please help us with regards to these things? And how do I help you when I don't even know these forums, when do they start, how do they do their things and so forth. So it becomes a very, very complex situation. And it's something that we should be able to deal with. But I think maybe speaking to the province and the local police, it will be very important that maybe the national, the province and the local, they work together in this program, so that we do not then find ourselves with dead bodies and also injured people, not knowing where these people were, who killed these people and what had happened to them. The matter of the justice, the correctional service and justice, it's something that will have to be addressed. But I think we must also invite the Minister of Justice, that he must come so that we solve other issues that would then not put the police in a corner, that now they cannot be dismantling some of these forums because of the decisions that they take. It's very, very, very disturbing, Chairperson, that you will find that there are innocent people now who must pay a fee to get home. I mean, if you had to pay a fee every day just to get home, how much are you making from just fixing shoes and so forth? And then they are complaining with the fact that they are taking their jobs and so forth. So we find ourselves in these things because we do not follow, maybe even our constitution, Chairperson, it's something that has to be revisited, because there is no country that does not have laws. And if we are a country that is going to allow everyone who lives in it must now be a South African, obviously it's going to create these problems. And I think at some point in time, these are the issues that we must address. These are the issues that we must be able to talk about and not be afraid that we cannot talk about these issues because we've got relations with other countries. There was, we've got relations with other countries, but they've got laws in their countries. There is no South African who can just go here and go and open a business in a certain country without even having legal documents. So I think those frustrations as well of unemployment and so forth, as other honorable members have alluded to, they are creating these things. They are creating these forums. And now we find ourselves as the police department having to do the job of every department. And it can't be, because Home Affairs must come in into this thing and say, okay, here are these people that you have found. And you are saying they're not documented. Where are your documentation? Let us document you. So it can be the police department only that will have to act as the deputy Jesus and help everyone else. Where else? We do not even have the resources that are given to the department. And you know, in Soweto, the neighborhood watch patrollers that are there, of which we as neighbors and as the community, as society, we supported them because no one will be injured, but they patrol in the middle of the night. Why? It's because of their people who do criminal things in the middle of the night. People get raped, people get they're done very terrible things. So those people are eliminating such. So even the criminals themselves now have not found a way of doing their things, because now these neighborhood watches have come together in Soweto and they're making sure that everyone is safe at that time. If you are walking around 11, 12, you must say, where are you going to? If you are going home, they accompany you to go home, and then they see that you are home. And then not that you are going home and then they leave you alone like that, only to find that you are going to do some criminal things. So those things, at least we can encourage that they are looking out for the communities and the societies. But these ones, these forums who are saying they want to dula all foreign nationals, they are very subjective, by the way. And if police, they cannot do anything, we must then find a way, Chairperson, of bringing in all these other departments, because it's not fair that it will be the police department only that has to take care of this thing. And this thing, when it blows over, because it's going to blow over, as other honorable members send us voice notes, that even foreign nationals are now starting to gather together so that they fight the forums. It's going to be a serious war. We are going to face something that we faced last year with the lootings and so forth. But this time, then there will be bloodshed. And it's not going to be nice, because now South Africans will start retaliating again and so forth. So I'm not sure how we can deal with this thing, but it's about time, Chairperson, that we speak about these issues. It's about time that even the Home Affairs must come on board, not Home Affairs only, but all other departments that are needed. They must come on board as well, so that we help one another and be able to solve these things. Because it can be that when the police do not have so many resources, but are expected to do so many things. Thanks, Chair.
The last speaker will be Honorable Ntombo Vuyo. I do not have your surname, I'm sorry. And then Honorable Siabe. Honorable members, I've given you time, and a number of these things we'll have to take up and follow up on when we do the strath plan. And that's why I gave you time to speak, because you were generally assessing the state of police and policing in our country. You're not giving questions, so I'm not going to expect any responses from SAPS and the minister. Honorable Minister, what we'll just do is we'll continue with our strath plan, we'll summarize things, and then we will present our paper or our presentation, do a presentation to you. I'm asking that it is already 6 minutes past nine, that the following speakers be very short, and that we have another engagement on this matter of Operation Dudula. Remember, we allocated an hour to this. Honorable Shembeni requested that we have a discussion on the matter, and certainly there's a huge concern about what is happening, and we need to respond very effectively. We cannot just have a superficial discussion on this. The last three speakers, and then I'll close. I'll also allow the minister to speak. National Commissioner, thank you to your team. Ntombo Vuyo, I don't have your surname, sorry.
Thank you, Chairperson. It's Member Mente here.
Oh, sorry. Member Mente, Honorable Mente.
Yeah, thank you very much. Let's welcome the new commissioner and wish you all the best. Knowing your history, we are now having our hopes very high and having very, very high expectations of you. Chair, it cannot be correct that the minister will not be answering some of the questions. Can then they will answer later. They are here on the platform. When they take platform, they must answer these things because the issue of Operation Dudula is an issue that's very sensitive and an issue that's going to cause, it's already causing high tensions amongst our society. And given that Africa is moving in one already in the African Continental Trade Agreement, we cannot be having people who are talking a different language to that of the continent. Now, Chair, number one, I see on the presentation that there's an intelligence report part that is being referred to. And for me, it's very worrisome. And I understand very well that an intelligence report will not be disclosed in its full form. But my hope is that the intelligence report, which you took the notes from and uplifted the parts which you think are worth of public consumption, they do identify the ringleaders of such a movement. And you yourself, you are also acknowledging that that movement should not be allowed to continue. However, we are not hearing a plan on how are you going to nail it down. We don't want you to give us explicitly because that then becomes part of your security and the confidentiality of the department. But we are not getting a real answer that it should be stopped completely. And we are not getting assurance that your intelligence is giving you information as to who is behind this. Because it's very clear, Honorable Sheikh Imam says they don't go to other areas, they don't go to other shops. They do understand that those other people are here in South Africa, they are here trading, some of them, they are here, South Africans naturalized by now. But when it's a Black African, they then become a target. And we cannot then have a police department that does not understand such sensitive issues and such sensitive matters. So it has to be arrested, it has to stop. And then you can then write back to the committee on the plan on how is it going to be done and all of that. But we need to get assurance that this one has nothing to do with being a non-governmental organization or a civic organization. It's not. It's an organization that is targeting poor Black people, and they are already not only targeting Black brothers and sisters from Africa, they are already targeting South Africans under false pretense of looking for drugs. And I do not understand then again in the presentation when we are told that no, they must be stopped in their compliance inspections. How Honorable does the police member, Honorable get member, invited?
Honorable member, could you wrap up, please? We were supposed to finish at 9 o'clock on this mat already, and I still have two more hands.
All right, Chair. The police cannot be invited by a vigilante group. They already have intelligence report that's informing them that it's a vigilante group. Yet they get invited to accompany people for a compliance inspection. And those people are not noted down. Now the question becomes, who are those police officers who have engaged in legitimizing vigilantism and ensuring that criminality in our society is not arrested? And what has been done to those police?
Thank you, Honorable Siabi.
Thank you, Chair. And Greetings to all in the platform, honorable members, the minister, the deputy minister, and congratulations to the new National Police Commissioner and your team. I think, Chairperson, you took some of my words because I wanted to say it will be difficult to exhaust the discussion, this kind of a discussion, within this short period, because today was meant for a strategic session. And there was a compromise that we put this item. We really need more time to discuss this item to conclusively. Because, Chairperson, as leaders, here we're political leaders, we're community leaders. People who are doing these wrong things are from our communities that we lead. They are from political parties that we lead. We also have a role to play. We can't put every blame continuously at the door of the police. When the police mandate, I think Honorable Shembe said it explicitly, what's the mandate of the police? And the Constitution gives everybody a right of association. The police can't deal with that thing. The police must deal with matters of criminality. I hear there are reports that people are made to pay a ransom. That is a criminal activity that must be reported. And no police will sniff that there's a ransom demanded somewhere until that matter is reported. And our community members don't report these things. They're afraid to report these things. But at the same time, police are working under a stressful environment and they need our support for them to continue doing their work. So I'm saying, colleagues have already said that we need a coordinated approach, but we can't play a blame game as if, as community leaders, as political leaders, we don't have a role to play. You can't deal, there's no country that can deal with crime without the support of the citizens, without the support of various communities. You can't deal with crime as an institution without that support. So I'm saying, Chair, let us not exhaust it today because there's no time. We still have to go into, let us agree that even if they don't give us all the answers, but we must still revisit this issue and discuss it broadly, not only focusing on Dudula, but discuss this matter of mushrooming organization at the broader level. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Whip. I can appreciate what the Whip has said, and I couldn't even anticipate that a number of the concerns we have raised will come up in the Strath Plan, because this would really be a critical matter we need to discuss. We all agree that Operation Dudula has the potential of destabilizing our country, and our president's attempt to improve the economy of our country and promote investments cannot be challenged and must be enhanced and supported. So, honorable members, I'm going to take the last member to speak. And honorable minister, please do not respond to questions. I simply want you to do your comments first, the national commissioner. Please do not respond. We'll have another session for this. This matter cannot be dealt with within an hour, and certainly we'll deal with this matter in more depth. Thank you, Honorable Marekwa. You'll be the last speaker.
Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning to the Honorable Ministers, Minister and the Deputy Minister who are present here, and honorable members present on this platform, including the SAPS delegation led by the newly appointed National Commissioner. Thank you, Chair. But also before going into my comments, most of my points will be more of comments. Allow me, Chairperson, to congratulate the newly appointed Commissioner, Commissioner Masemola. Also, whilst we congratulate him, not to forget the role or the leadership that was played by our President, President Cyril Ramaphosa, and the team in ensuring that this process of appointing a new commissioner takes place immediately and there is no vacuum allowed. I think that was very good because now we would be sitting with acting, and acting sometimes also creates a certain expectation. So I think we need to commend the role played by the president and the team in this process. Chairperson, if I'm allowed, sometimes I have a lot of network connectivity problems where I am here in Cape Town. So is it allowed that I can switch off my camera so that I proceed smoothly?
You may, Honorable Marekwa.
Thank you so much. Chairperson, a lot has been said already on the platform, and I want to echo the sentiments by our Honorable Minister, Honorable Member Ntate Seabi, in saying that the police alone cannot deal with issues of crime. But in also my points in appreciating and welcoming the presentation of the police as presented to us on the topic for the day or for the session, I just wanted to remind or maybe say something around issues of active citizenry. That in our country, I believe, and it is allowed active citizenry, where members of communities are able to take, look for their future, but it is also encouraged it goes well with the issues of high levels of responsibility. So I think that we should bear in mind as we go to the next session of the strategic session where we'll be discussing in detail as we were requested. I will not go further into this point, but let us just remember that active citizenry is allowed in South Africa with high levels of responsibility. Also, Chairperson, I'm trying to cut my points. I will just go to the point that says that from the presentation, there's areas where it talks about the other departments, your Home Affairs and Labor departments and so on. I think we need as this committee, including people all over in South Africa, there is a need to ensure that the SAPS is strengthened. But further noting that the joint role of the entire criminal justice cluster in the effort to take a lead in all issues of crime fighting and the safety and security of citizens of this country is very important. No one can work in silos. So I think the report, that the presentation covers these issues very well, where there is a need to work together, because there is no way a police alone can go out single-handedly and fight crime. And also how to bring the community on board so that we don't have mushrooming, a lot of mushrooming of these groupings and organizations trying to fight crimes and taking the trust and the belief and hopes of people away from the police. Thank you, Chairperson. We will further as we were requested in the next session. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Marekwa. Honorable Minister, please do not respond to the comments made and the questions asked. Honorable Minister, I'm not going to give the National Commissioner, because our Minister is here. Honorable National Commissioner, we'll come back to you. And once we have done our stress plan, we will also await the National Commissioner and the Minister to have their stress plan. And once you have had your stress plan, National Commissioner, we are allowing you an opportunity to settle into your position. We know that the experience you have and the knowledge you have of the institution will be beneficial to all of us. Let us allow you to have your stress plan. We have our stress plan, and then Honorable Minister will have a two-day physical stress plan where we can engage one another. This matter of Operation Dudula will certainly be part of those engagements we have with one another. Honorable Minister, please do not respond. You can just close on behalf of SAPS, and please be aware that we'll interrogate this matter where you will be given a longer opportunity to speak. Thank you, Honorable Minister.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members. The one that I can't not respond on it is raised by Honorable Member Terry Plache, that immediately as the National Commissioner appeared on screen, I realized that there was something wrong. Those castles are not supposed to be three. Honorable Chairperson, I agree with Honorable Member Terry Plache. That is going to be corrected today. We are having a little bit of it where his colleagues will be together to see him moving from three to four of those castles. So I fully agree with Honorable Mr. Plache that it should not have been what that insignia that we saw. Chairperson, as you have said, one is not going to respond. I say just two things. We have been crying to you to try to go across the board and invite other sister organizations on this matter at your level. Because as the police, we have really serious, serious issues to raise. Chairperson, last week, I sat down in Western Cape and I listened at the police talking. They are frustrated. You have a person who is involved in taxi violence, murders, is in Gabi, is involved in cash heist, is involved in extortion, is involved in everything. He's on eight bails for those cases, eight bails. And police are asking the question, where do we go from here now? What do we do? So we have been really requesting that if we can have this discussion across the board so that we also have an outlet to say these are the Polish frustration. I want to leave that one there for now. But in relation with that, Honorable Chembeni talks about the police going to the Home Affairs, and we can't do that. This department is an equal sister department. I can't be instructing other ministers and what to do and all that. It is on the level that you are requesting if it could be coordinated. The last point I want to make on this one, please, you'll have to be very, very careful and work with us. Don't order police to involve in politics. Some of the statements here are very dangerous that are ordering police to get in politics. Police can't be stopping organizations. They can't be. They'll arrest individual criminals among them. But just imagine when the police go to the platform and say, we're banning this organization. Please allow the police to do their work and don't interfere. Don't take us back where we come from. We have no right whatsoever to see which organization to exist, which organization to go. So when that is discussed, it should be understood the role of the police. But please don't make police to occupy the political space. It would be a wrong one. I thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Minister, for that. Honorable National Commissioner, I hope you understand the ruling I have made. It is just a matter of time. Honorable Minister, we also are appreciative of the fact that we hijacked you and the National Commissioner. Effectively, he started working today, and we called the two of you here at 8 o'clock this morning. I'm not giving an excuse for certain things to have happened, but nonetheless, we appreciate that this is your first engagement. You have been working right through the night. I know that, Minister. You have been having your media and communications engagements yesterday, but once again, we do appreciate that you could be with the committee at 8 o'clock this morning. Honorable members, the president is again today, he's at the Human Rights Commission, And we should commend the president for this. The fact that the president appointed a national commissioner in such a short space of time, the fact that the very next day he's at the Human Rights Commission, is a clear indication that the president has prioritized the challenges of fighting crime in our country. So, honorable members, I think the president has set the agenda for us as we do these discussions. So we cannot just glance over the challenges that we face, and we will certainly ensure that we delve into this matter in detail and that we have a response. We cannot afford another July 2021 situation. The president appointed a high-level review panel, the Professor Africa report. We've had the Marikana report, the Mufamadi report. The committee will really have to interrogate those reports. And once we've had the Human Rights Commission report, we'll have to then respond as a committee quite effectively to the developments in our country. Yes, we do understand that it has continental and global implications, and in our efforts to fight crime, we certainly will address these challenges. Honorable members, allow me to close the meeting and to guarantee that we'll come back to Operation Dudula and we'll look at it in all its facets. We need a multidisciplinary team to attend to this challenge. And again, we highlighted the weaknesses in public order policing, but Honorable National Commissioner, Minister and Deputy Minister, we are confident that as a team, where the Portfolio Committee works with you as a team, as we do our oversight work, we could get to the bottom of fighting crime. Honorable Minister, Deputy Minister and National Commissioner and your team, we thank you for being here today, and we would like to release you. Honorable members, allow us 5 minutes before we start the strategic plan so that SAPS and all the others could leave the platform. Please remain, please do not log out. Remain on this platform. We'll allow the others to leave the platform. Thank you, Minister. Thank you, Deputy Minister.
Thank you very much.
Good luck for today. Minister, congratulations, Minister.